benefits, always controversial, always something that you want to talk about. And benefit claimants are under fire at Stormont and at the Tory party conference in Birmingham. Later today, the Chancellor, George Osborne, will tell his fellow Tories that a further £10 billion needs to be cut from the benefits budget to fight the deficit. The Chancellor will suggest removing extra child benefits jobless parents receive as they have more children. Do you think that's fair? Is that fair on the child, the newly born child, as they grow up, that there's not as much money in the family? Whether the parents are working or not, is it fair on the child? 08459 555 678. Mr Osborne will also suggest limiting housing benefit for the under 25s so that young people without a job, well, they've got to live with their parents or else they'll have nowhere to go. And our own benefits minister here in Northern Ireland, Nelson McCausland, will make a keynote speech at Stormont about the UK-wide plans to shake up the welfare system. So this will affect us. It's called parity. It will affect us here in Northern Ireland. We've got a heads up about all of this because I've been speaking to the UK government's business and enterprise minister, Michael Fallon.
The idea of this is to help at every point those who are prepared to get off the sofa, stop watching daytime TV, pull the curtains and get out there and work. When you have hundreds of thousands of people having to get up early in the morning and do some work, you know, and come back and still see people who are able to get away with it, not help.
It's interesting this, isn't it? Because what you're doing here is you are stigmatising young people and you're isolating young people who might be trying to get a job and they cannot get a job.
I really don't get your logic here, Stephen. The stigma, surely, is if you're on the benefit system.
Are 18-year-olds and 19-year-old adults and 22 and 23 and 24-year-old adults, Michael, should they not be afforded the same dignity and respect as 40 and 50-year-olds in your age bracket?
Not quite, absolutely.
They shouldn't be afforded the same level of respect and dignity?
There are far more vulnerable people, people with disability, people with mental health issues, people who through no fault of their own...
Young people don't have mental health issues?
Well, just wait a minute. People have been no fault of their own and been forced out of the labour market. They've been in for 20 years paying into the system. I do not want, and I just don't understand why you don't get this, I just don't want a benefit system that says right from day one you should be able to claim all sorts of help despite never having paid in, despite never having got working.
You're loading this, Michael, because a 22, 23-year-old might have been paying in since he was 16. He might have been paying in for 5 or 6 years.
What's he been doing since?
Well, all of a sudden, maybe he was made unemployed. Maybe he's been made redundant. And all of a sudden, you're treating him differently than a 40-year-old. What you're saying, Michael, and what the Prime Minister has been saying, is that people should maybe stay with their parents, OK? 18, 19, under 25-year-olds should stay with their parents.
And what's wrong with that?
What do you do if you're a young person and your parents refuse to allow you to live with them? Are you still going to cut their housing benefit?
I mean, this is the most extraordinary argument. You know, I've had a couple of constituents say, well, we've had a row with our parents, right? They can't get on with their parents. So suddenly they're entitled to hundreds of thousands of housing benefit. Is that right? Lots of people have to make do. Lots of people aren't entitled to a house. Lots of people have to get going, do a bit of work, save up, and then get on the housing
ladder.
Are you really saying?
What do you do?
Because you can't get on with your own parents, you should suddenly be entitled to somebody else's house at their expense.
What do you do, Michael? The solution that your party is suggesting is that you go back and you live with your parents. What do you do if your parents say no and you need that benefit or else you're going to be out in the street? What do you do, sir?
Let's start the other way around. Why on earth should there be a presumption that you don't happen to like living at home, that you should suddenly be entitled to the housing benefit that's needed for those,
Michael,
who really are in need?
Do you expect young married couples with kids to go back and bring the baby and the newlyweds back to live with the parents? Do you take the housing benefit off people who are just married with children?
Yes, nobody has a right or entitlement to have a home of their own just because they're getting married or just because they're 22.
40-year-olds,
just because they've got college.
40-year-olds, Michael Fallon, will get this housing benefit. 22-year-old, 23-year-old, 24-year-old decent couples just married will be told by your party they're not entitled to it.
Yes.
Do you seriously expect a family to move back in with mum and dad?
Well, I expect a family getting married or having children to think exactly about where they're going to be housed and how they're going to look after their family. These are decisions they have to make. But we're looking at this from the other way around. We don't start from the principle, which is if you're having a row with your parents, you're entitled to housing benefit. We want to get people off benefit.
Right. So that's the minister across the water who's been at the heart of driving this. Our own politicians here in Northern Ireland, they're in deadlock about this. You heard that in last week's show. Sinn Féin, the DUP, disagreeing about many of the policies within this policy. Ross, first caller of the day. Good morning to you, Ross.
Oh, Stephen, you can listen to that man, and he clearly knows exactly what everybody living at the bottom, you know. Just listen to this, Stephen. It is unbelievable. You know, these Tory millionaires that they think they know, what it's like for people, and I just despair for people who are in the situation. And I don't know what else to say, Stephen. It's unbelievable. It really boils my blood, you know.
Well,
I suppose that, like, if we wanted to solve these issues, there's one simple way to do it, and it's to give everybody a basic income for all, and to say that no matter whether you're rich or poor, whether you need it, whether you don't,
and don't be thinking that this is a policy across the water. At the end of the day, our lot here in Stormont are going to have to decide this, because we have something called parity in Northern Ireland. Essentially, that means that we follow what they do across the water. So let's walk through this, Ross. This is a really important day for all of us to discuss this together. 0845955578. Why should someone, as Michael Fallon says, maybe they're just out of university, 19, 20 years of age, whatever, why should they feel that they're entitled to a house? Why should they not have to live with their parents, live with friends, share a house with someone else, unless they can totally afford it on their own?
Well, I think the thing about it is, Stephen, is that, you know, people are in certain, as you already challenged, Michael, there's people in different situations. There's people who, you know, for whatever reason, can't live with their parents. There's people who do have children. But as I said before, that I think that everybody in the whole country should be entitled to a basic income, no matter what. And then if you want to earn more money than that, then you go out and work for it. And people deserve the very basic rights in a society that is ours today. And the fact, Stephen, let me just say one other thing. The fact that we are even talking about this issue is just... It's just an indictment of the type of society that we're living in.
It's being talked about, Ross, because the government, whether you like it or not, here's the reality, money's got to be saved. So the deficit has got to be reduced. Now, you can do that, but fundamentally, Ross, you can do that in one or two ways. Listen to me, though. You can do it in one or two ways. You can cut the amount of government spend, or you can tax more, and you can take more off the rest of us in tax. What the government's doing is they're trying to do a marriage of both. They're trying to do a little bit of both. But why shouldn't they cut down on welfare spend if they can?
Stephen, I think that the fact that we're even talking about this when there are so many multi-millionaires in this country that can easily afford a wee bit extra.
How old are you?
And the fact is, why are we in this situation? It's because we allowed the free market and the bankers to get away with complete privatisation of all the profits and a socialisation of all the debt. I mean, it's the rich bankers that got away with.
How old are you, Ross?
I'm 26.
Have you been on benefits?
No.